Good afternoon. Just a gorgeous day in progress across interior New York and New England with brilliant sunshine, low humidity, and a gentle breeze. Temperatures will top out in the lower 80s on average by mid to late afternoon. This nice stretch of weather we've been enjoying this work week is complements of a high pressure center which crested overhead early this morning and is now starting to slide off the eastern seaboard. The return southerly flow tonight will produce a few scattered clouds but dry weather throughout the area as temperatures drop back into the high 50s and lower 60s. The next cool front, currently in the Midwest, will slide through the Great Lakes today and tonight and arrive in our area during the afternoon and evening hours tomorrow. Along with this front, we can expect a round of showers, perhaps some heavier bursts of rain and a couple of rumbles of thunder right on through the evening. Still, with some morning sunshine, temperatures should make their way up toward the 80-degree mark. Behind this front on Friday, some upper-level energy still has to pass through, so we run the risk at a couple of showers, especially in the mountains, and with a mix of sun and clouds, again, we'll be in the lower 80s. A new disturbance will sweep in from southern Canada and across the area over the weekend. This will keep the slight chance at a few passing showers in the forecast for both Saturday and Sunday. Otherwise, we'll have in-and-out sunshine, highs on Saturday in the upper 70s, sliding back to the mid-70s on Sunday. Mid-70s on Monday with dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds, and staying in the 70s with the next chance of a shower or thunderstorm arriving on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Central Plains and Mid-Missouri Valley. A cold front is forecast to advance southeastward across Iowa, Nebraska, and northwest Kansas, with a surface low developing along the boundary in far eastern Colorado. Along and south of the front, surface dew points should be in the lower to mid-60s, with the computer models developing moderate instability by afternoon. In addition, forecast models show 40 to 50 knots of deep layer shear with substantial directional turning in the lower levels of the atmosphere. This environment should be sufficient for supercells, and isolated large hail will also be possible. The supercell threat will be conditional upon storm mode. If the favored storm mode is linear, then damaging wind gusts would be the dominant threat. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny skies and highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 98, set in 1917, and the record low, 40, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:46 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m., 14 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows from the mid-50s to lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the middle 80s. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs right around 80. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds with lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, early morning sun giving way to clouds, showers and thunderstorms likely late in the afternoon and through the evening, highs around 80. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, still the risk of a few showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder, with highs in the lower 80s. A few scattered passing showers over the weekend, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the middle and upper 70s. Mid-70s Monday, partly sunny, and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm again Tuesday, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.